Game Breaks is one of the first groups that I actually got to talk to, which blew my mind. that I messaged someone that's like, I messaged an artist and they responded, what is even happening? And I get to have them on interview. Thank you guys for coming on.
Heck yeah, man.
Thanks for having us.
We got Swats.
Yo.
And Omega Sparks.
Yes.
All right. So really happy to have you on the show. And we have a couple songs that that we get to play. But first, welcome and tell me how you got together, like how you got started.
Oh, cool, man. Sparks, I'll let you begin on that one there.
Well, man, it's like a twinkle in my eye. Not like Swats is one of my best buds from college. I used to beat him in video games all the time, man. Every time I was having a hard time in classes and studying, I was like, no, let me take this study break right here and go over to the next dorm and beat my bud in some like King of Fighters and Street Fighters and Soul Calibur and stuff like that. Back when we met, the Dreamcast had just came out, and so that was the hottest thing. But he kicked my butt in King of Fighters, and I whooped up on him in Street Fighters. But we've always had this appreciation for video games, and you know how you just meet somebody and you're like, man, this guy is cooler than me, but he thinks just like me. And so that's who Swats is. And we've had, you know, a great friendship since then. And that just transitioned into music, just our appreciation of video games and anime and comic books. And it's like, wow, let's just articulate our love and appreciation for all this great stuff through, you know, our passion for, you know, hip hop and electronic music.
Oh yeah. My little two cents on that. It's Game Breaks, you know, became a collective over time. You know, as Spark said, you know, we met in college, and you know, it was crazy because, you know, I've always been doing music and you know, singing vocals and, you know, things like that, but just for fun in my spare time. But Sparks was doing hip hop and rapping and stuff in college. And, you know, that's one of the ways that I met him. I saw him and I was a fan of his music back then. And we were, of course, very good friends. Then we became roommates and whatnot after college or whatnot. And he had this idea one day. He was like, man, I want to write this video game album, man. I think it would be great. And I was like, all right. You know, and it was just like another cool, wild idea, whatever. But then it started to manifest, you know, and then Game Breakers Volume 1 came around. I started helping out with, you know, what was going into songs, concepts, did a couple vocals on, you know, the choruses and things like that. And then, you know, it was awesome. And then by the time Volume 2 came out, I had actually written a song for one of my favorite video game characters, Rock Howard. And Sparks was like, man, I want that on Volume 2. And I was like, really? So I remixed it, rewrote it, redid it, dolled it up. And that kind of exploded into kind of what Game Breaks is today, this cool little duo of guys just doing what they love.
It's great. It's pretty much anytime I ask someone in the nerdcore community, like, how'd you start? Like, I really like video games. I really like music. And now I'm doing this. Basically.
Right.
So where does the name come from, Game Breaks?
Well, it's symbolic for what we want to do, man. Like, we want to break through. It's something that we've already accomplished, and something that we still want to accomplish more. So, you know, Game Breaks, and you know, we've got a chance to be in the Killer Instinct video game a couple years ago. Shout out to Mick Gordon and everybody over at Iron Galaxy and Microsoft Studios. And so that's definitely a bucket list, you know, actually being able to rhyme in a video game. And also, you know, we've linked up with Evo, you know, Championship Series. largest fighting video game tournament in the world. And so, you know, when we got together, we were thinking about a name for the group and for the business. It's like we're Game Breaks. We want to break into the gaming industry. We want to make our mark and our impact and just do it on a professional level. And just, we just cannot be denied. You know, we want to make music that's so intoxicating and so beautiful and represents, you know, the different cultures and subcultures in the entertainment industry, that, you know, we mark our place in, you know, video game history and music history, man. So that's what the name is about. That's how it kind of came about, you know.
That's really cool. Are there any stories behind your individual names?
Yes, Barks, you want to start on that or what?
No, man. Big little brother first, bro.
You said little brother first.
I'm taller than you, dog. I'm taller than you.
I'm wider. I'm wider than you.
Oh shit.
You're whiter than I am. I got it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, Sparks started this off when he's saying he whooped your ass.
For sure. But, okay, yeah. So, SWATS, it carries a little history with me. So, you know, in a older job that I had, you know, people started calling me that. And it was honestly based off of my email address. It's kind of a hodgepodge of my first and last name. And everybody called me that. And so it kind of stuck. And I was like, man, I was trying to think of a stage name for myself. And I was like, man, let me just keep it simple. And let me do something for these people who already know me and who are already close to me and already call me this, and let it just be a natural thing. And, let's just do that. So I wanted, when I made music, when I did something like that, they'd be like, oh, SWATS, it's SWATY up there, you know what I mean? And that it just kind of hit home right there. And it kind of rolls off the tongue, but also it kind of stands for songwriting and technical sounds, because I wanted, my style is kind of a very, very surgical, very technical. You know, if I'm saying one thing, I'm saying three other things. I play with rhythm. I try to be, and both of us have been compared to kind of like a hi-hat, you know what I mean? Or that kind of percussion along with a song. But that's kind of what I want to come through in my lyricism, that intelligent, smart, surgical kind of movement. So,
well, yeah, I actually can understand what you're saying about like the percussive style that you guys have. So Sparks, where'd your name come from?
Well, I always thought of myself, like, if I would ever be in a video game as a boss character, I would probably want to be named Omega Sparks. You know, it's actually, it's kind of has a long history, man. Main thing is on Sparks and just being fiery, being passionate, being contagious, you know, giving something great of yourself to the world. And, you know, I'm all about, you know, I come from a really dark background, man. And without going into details, you know, it's like I found my way out of the dark and into the light. And now, you know, I want to, if anybody, if I have a friend or a fan or somebody just reaches out to me, I want to be able to give them something. If it's not a smile or just some great words of encouragement, that, you know, will light their world up, inspire them to get out of the darkness in their life or whatever they're going through. And so, you know, I had some really awesome people in my life growing up that helped me get out of the dark. And so I want to give back to people. And so, you know, a spark, I want to be a spark that just lights people's worlds, man. And just be a contagious type of guy, you know, in a positive sense.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Very peachy.
Pat on the back.
Right. Good job, buddy.
Good job. You got a treat.
Good job, chum.
I love it.
So one thing I ask everybody is, well, one, I was just thinking, like, do you guys consider yourselves nerdcore?
Oh yeah.
Like, do you like say, because some artists they say, you know, like I write some of my music about video games, some of it isn't, but some people really take that genre title on. So I was just wondering, like, you guys thought about that.
Yeah, man, we 100% welcome that nerdcore title. I mean, we're a hodgepodge of rock and hip hop and jazz and, you know, all this other stuff. But the topics, the stuff that we're passionate about, stuff that we're mainly rapping about, is very, very much in that nerdcore genre. And, you know, we keep it lighthearted. Sometimes we're talking about deeper things. But man, like this stuff is the backbone of what we do. You know, being a nerd, being a geek, it's not a bad thing. It's a badge. I'm going to wear that thing proudly. You know what I mean?
Right. That's right. Yeah, we are nerdcore, you know, first and foremost. And I feel like we represent, you know, not just us, but a bunch of other like-minded, you know, artists. We represent that new age of nerdiness, man. It's like, you know, we're nerds, but we're also like the coolest person in the room as well. Like, you know, and I love being a part of the conversation that helps redefine in our culture what a nerd means, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, you can see in the movie theaters, man, it's like the comic book movies are ruling, you know, we're kicking butt, man. You know what I'm saying? And not just on the big screen, but even on Netflix and stuff, man. So many amazing, you know, film and series that's out there, TV series that's out there, started from a comic book, man. You know, from The Walking Dead to, I just got finished watching Altered Carbon, man. That is a sick, amazing cyberpunk, you know, series, man. Started from, you know, the book, not a comic book. It started from, you know, paperback, but you know, it's like, man, nerds, man, we are an integral part of the culture, man. And so we just love just being a part of that, you know, that new generation of nerdiness, man, because I feel like we're cool, you know?
We made it.
We made it. Mama, we made it. Yes. We made it, Mama. Yes.
Jesus Christ. So you consider yourself nerdcore. So what does nerdcore mean, like, to you? Like, what, how would you, like, if someone just walked up to you and you said, I rap about video, I am a nerdcore artist, and they say, what are you talking about? Like, how would you describe that?
For me, I would say, you know, I would talk about
SWATs.
Yeah, this is SWATs. Yep. I would talk about, you know, the specific things that we do talk about in the games. I'd start list them out, or in the songs, I'd start list them out. Hey, we talk about video games, we talk about movies, we talk about anime, we talk about basically all of the stuff that you grew up saying, oh, that's nerdy. All that stuff that you grew up saying that about is what I'm rapping about and what I love and kind of what nerdcore is all about. You know, like I said before, it's rapping about, singing about, talking about the things that we love to do on a daily basis. For me, it's life, and that's just what it is. And it's being honest about those things, and weaving it into what happens on a daily basis, things that we'd like to think about, things that we'd like to do, situations we'd like to be in, from that kind of perspective.
But, yeah.
What about you, Sparks?
That's awesome. I can't come up with anything better than that. But yeah, basically, you know, the things that we used to enjoy as children, man, or, you know, the things, the pieces of art that we would cling to that would open up our worlds and make us feel like heroes, you know, that's what we like to rap about, man. Just that's a pure place, man. And a lot of times, you know, some people, you know, they feel like, oh, you should just grow up and forget about being a kid. I disagree with that, man. Like, until I DIE, I'm going to be a kid at heart, man. You know, because that's a pure place for me, where I feel like, you know, whatever society or whatever politics in the world is saying, you know, about me, or saying, you know, whatever is out in the world or out in the universe that's limiting me based on my skin color or where I grew up at, you know, it's like when I go to that place where, you know, I'm fearless and I'm defined not by, you know, what society says, but I'm defined only by my imagination. And I feel like there's nothing I can't accomplish in this world, you know, and that's a place that should be celebrated, that should be protected. And so, you know, yeah, I hope I answered the question, but yeah, that's how I feel about it.
No, that's pretty good. that makes a lot of sense. I wanted to get to one of the songs. It gave me two songs that you wanted to play tonight. Both are just released. Right now it's end of February, and we can get more about like the time of year it is, but this one is Say Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And this was released beginning of February, and I'll talk about like what I love about it afterwards, but can you say something about like what this means to you, or like how you got to write it?
Go ahead and take this for the most part.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Legna Zeg, man. He's an amazing producer, and shout out to Soul Codas. She's the singer on the song. We just, you know, as Game Breaks, man, we want to show our range, not just about, you know, the nerdiness that we love, but also about, you know, just real topics, you know, relationship issues and stuff, man. And so, you know, plus we want to get more into just experimenting with our sound, being more, you know, EDM, electronic dance music. And so this is our first journey into, you know, seeing how far we can stretch our artistry and still, you know, keep our awesomeness. And so.
All right. Well, this is Say Goodbye. And something that this actually, you reminded me of this because of the way that you describe like your vocal style and the way that you rap. So everybody pay attention to not just the lyrics, but the syncopation and beat that they put down. This is Say Goodbye by Game Breaks. It's featuring
Legna Zeg.
There you go.
Let's go.
Yo, girl, you don't know what you done to me. I come to be a better man, fun and free. All those nights that I felt your love on me, I couldn't believe it, I had to run and leave. Cause I didn't deserve it, don't know how to word it. I'm bleeding my heart through these verses, but your eyes are so immersive like a RPG. I'm lost in them, I'm caught in your glance, I'm starting a trance. Are you more than a muse? I'm more than a muse. But my soul just refuses to get bruised like a ruse. I'm breathing and waiting, grieving in patience. You're leaving me vacant, I can't take it. You're poison, the memories of your kiss just poison. Like a lost soul, caught in your spider web, living on your lips, your venomous like adrenaline. I'm like a lost soul, caught in your spider web, living on your lips, your venomous like adrenaline.
With it. Black Widow, the
is how you affected me. Caught up in the whipping and the sin of fantasy. You're talking to the man in me. Or maybe the boy, or maybe the animal. Get the feeling it's identical, huh? Matter of fact, a metaphysical touch into the mind. It's a bit of a crush, cause the feelings are what? But in time, by the giving it up. What's on the grind, by the giving it up. It's game over, baby. Prayers start to continue. In the meantime, please stop with the can you. Come and see my peace offering. No, you offended me. You were not a friend of me. You were not a villain city smoke, but I'm fast with it. Running game till I get up in a casket. All the same, my heart's under the dispatch. But I'ma fix that, and I'ma chill while you sit back thinking that like a lost soul caught up in your spider web. So keep me out your lips. Your venom is like adrenaline.
Goodbye. You're listening to Press Start to Continue on WXOJLP 103.3 FM. That was by Game Breaks featuring Soul Codis, and the music was by Legnazeg. And that song holds a special place in my heart because if you listen about the second verse, you can hear a low-key shout out for Press Start to Continue, and I just freaked out. Freaked the hell out. I was like, okay, take me away. I'm fine. I'm good. The show got called out in a Nerdcore song. It's come full circle.
Oh, no. That's right. Mama, we made it. We made it.
So the style that you have, especially in that one, it's really poppy. Not like pop, but it's, like you said, it rings like a hi-hat or a snare. And I was wondering if you tried to cultivate that specific sound, or is it something that you grew into?
Oh, man. Go take it, Swaz.
Sure, sure. So it's kind of, we kind of fell into that style. We try to mess with a lot of different rhythms and a lot of different formulas and formats when it comes. But, you know, if there's something that we just want to be staccato with, or something that we just want to hit with rapid fire, we're just going to do it. We're just going to do it and try to line up with the music, sync up with the music, and bob and weave in and out of it, man, and just really play with it. And this was one of the ones that I really wanted to try that on. And, you know, as soon as I started hearing what Legna was putting down for the beat, it just started coming out. And it was like, man, this is working. This feels right. So it felt like it was tied up, wrapped up in a ribbon, and just made specifically to be together.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll be honest, I could not have been in a better rap group with a more awesome human being than Swats, man. Like, finally someone that gets me. Like, when it comes to writing, like, I get on my own nerves because I'm so meticulous about, you know, playing with rhyme schemes that really accentuate beats and trying to find different layers of the song to, you know, not be one dimensional. You hear some rappers, they have the same flow throughout the same, you know, through the whole verse. And sometimes that works well, but then, you know, I want to be dynamic. Like every two or four measures, you know, let's go somewhere else with it. You know, not just content wise, but rhyme scheme. And Swats is a wonderful example of that as well. We're like-minded in our approach to music and stuff. And so when we have the opportunity to work with, you know, an amazing producer that can bring out even more elements for us to play with, I mean, I'm like a fat kid in a candy shop, man. It's like, yes, you know, I love the chocolate, but I also see the, you know, caramel on the top shelf. Let me try to get up there. And I love it, man, you know.
I gotta say, Soulcodes is really great on this. Her voice, it really lends itself to the sound, and I definitely wanted to play it. So at the time of this interview, it's February, which is Black History Month, and I've wanted to talk to Black creatives because I know that, well, nerdcore historically, it hasn't been, you know, that long, but but historically, the genre has been filled with white nerdcore artists. Well, the number of Black nerdcore artists has been growing, which I'm really loving. I'm really happy about that. So, in your careers right now, one, how has it been being a Black nerd, a Black artist in this genre? And two, just being a Black nerd, just in general. Yeah. We're getting deep here.
Yep. Yeah. We're deep here. Oh, my God.
We've got so many things to say.
Swatch, you want to get this first?
Go ahead, man. I know you got some stuff on your mind, homie.
No, well, I'll say this. It is an honor, man. It is an honor. Like, growing up as a Black nerd, you know, I was a Black nerd, you know. It's like, and it feels great. Like, I know, like, the Black Panther movie is out now and is doing great, and breaking a bunch of records. I think it's like the top, you know, number five or number four, you know, out the gate, you know, first 5-day, you know, release. Some crazy, a bunch of crazy stats out there for the movie. And it feels good to have representation, man. Like, I'm honored to be a part of the coaching, man. And you know, a lot of times, I don't know if you hear this a lot, but a lot of times, I want to say this. I give much respect for people that don't share my skin color, man. Like, there's some amazing, you know, nerdcore artists that has my same shade of skin color and don't, sure, man. Yeah. And I've been so inspired by everyone. You know, I feel like, you know, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't feel like I could add to the awesomeness that's already out there. And it's great to get, you know, different perspectives, man. You know, whether you're, no matter what ethnicity, you know, or background you come from, man, we all share and appreciate, you know, our comic books, our anime, our video games, man. And so we have that common bond, man. And I don't know, like, I appreciate it. Growing up as a Black nerd, you know, friends that I may not have had the opportunity to have because, you know, our skin color didn't look the same, or we didn't have much in common on the surface, but we all love Final Fantasy VII, or we all got together and played John Madden football, or played Street Fighter II when it, you know, came out on Super Nintendo. And so I'm thankful to be a nerd, you know, because I got a chance to meet people that don't look like me, that I may, you know, we may have been standoffish if we saw each other in school, but then we realized we had such a common love for our nerdiness that, you know, we were able to, you know, just see past the differences that we had and saw that we had more things in common. And so that's my approach to the music of nerdcore, the genre of nerdcore as well. Like, we may have different, you know, thank God we're not all the same, man. You know, thank God that we're not, you know, because
it's beauty in diversity, man. You know? And so that's a long way of saying that, you know, being a Black nerd, it's awesome. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. For... Go ahead. Yeah. In a nutshell, man, you know, like, in the music industry, regardless where you go and regardless kind of where you're at, you know, they're going to be places and niches and just places where you might not fit. You know, you might run into a guardrail where someone said, well, no rap, we don't do rap here, or blah, 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 something like that. But I mean, you're just going to run into that. And the thing about it is, man, as in life, as in gaming, as in with nerdcore, It's about being unapologetically you, man. It's That's about right. being yourself, being proud of who you are, being in love with what you do, and doing what you do the best that you can do it, you know? If everybody tried to be the best at what they did, man, what a world this would be, you know? It's just about being natural. And from my opinion, honestly, man, it's somewhat about being above the color, you know? Like, you do find yourself in certain situations as a Black artist, and I am very proud to be Black and an artist and Black and a nerd and all of that. But, you know, like, music is music, and it's kind of like this universal language that can bring everybody and anybody together. I mean, say you went to Europe and you just heard this banging song, you know, played on this instrument that you've never seen before. You could really groove to that and love it and fall in love with it. You know, like it's this amazing thing that can link us all. And I'm just glad to be able to create and have avenues that I can create and share what I love and what I do with whomever. You know, close your eyes and listen. You know, that's it.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's a good segue. It just reminds me of the title, Magic.
Yeah.
You guys just released this. Want to say something about that before I play it?
Okay. Yeah, man. This one holds a special place in my heart. I've been wanting to write a song dedicated to gamer girls and cosplay girls for quite some time. Magic is just that song that really is more of a thank you to ladies, regardless of what's going on, regardless of standard culture and society and points of views. They are 100% who they are, no apologies, and they just get it done. And I love that, you know. So with this song, you know, I wanted to basically say thank you to several girls that are in the community right now, like, you know, from Sony Aralyn to, you know, Katie and I Justine and all sorts of different people, man. Like, there are so many people out there just doing their thing. So wanted to say thank you with this one. Also, man, I got my sang on with this one.
That's right. I'm a rapper,
but I got my sang on with this. So it felt good kind of, you know, stepping, I'd say, a little bit away from what I'm normally comfortable doing. I mean, I grew up singing with the family and whatnot, but, you know, with Game Breaks and whatnot, it's been mostly about the hip hop. But just try to throw in a couple harmonies in there. And I try to weave that in every now and again through my rhymes anyhow, but just felt really good on this one. Wanted to get it out kind of around the Valentine's Day timing, just for people to be able to get that kind of love feel about it. You know, you can kind of consider it a gamer's dream. You know, like, what if there was this gamer guy who just didn't know how to approach this amazing gamer girl or cosplay girl or whatnot, didn't know the right things to say? This is probably something that he could feel in his heart, you know, maybe as he's looking from afar, this is going on in his head.
All right, well, this is Magic by Game Breaks, yeah. And you're listening to Press Start to Continue.
This one goes out to gamer girls, the cosplay girls. You're special. One in a million. Yeah. Stone Cold Magic. Yeah. Girl, you're a match for me. Match for me. Match for me. One Final Fantasy, no one does it better, girl. Break, I've been plotting to make moves, break through, you're stuck in the line with them lame dudes, wait, it can't be duty calling a running, gonna play a lady on the sticks, be that destiny right in front of me, she likes shooters, fight smoother than any guy who despite putting his very life on the line, loser, suitors dropping harder than Hayabusa, shit on new way to Harley, pardon me, I'ma choose up Hyun Kim, ain't nobody going beyond them, working like Sony Aralyn, perfect Philly to Maryland, doing donuts, I'm Derek
Meg and Katie's a must-see. And if you want a brawl and I call a night Dustin, hey. Missy got game, Seattle on a beat. Pushing heavy lifting, I twitch and I stream it on repeat. Girl, you're the centerpiece, I'm moving like a centipede. Crawling, I thought I'd never be, and now you got a spell on me. Stone Cold Magic, yeah. Girl, you're a match for me, match for me. Final fantasy, and no one does it better, girl.
This world has me raging and staying hostile, but you heal me like air if I believe in your great gospel. Baptize my soul in your river, I gotta get ya. And since we lock hearts, when I meet ya, I call you Tifa. You're cosplaying boss ways, I give you all praise in tournaments, you be running them off stage. Kayana, got my heart in slow motion, like a kid coking your love is potion. I'm lacking devotion, like a cheetah, you're ferocious. Cyborg, hardwired for your starfire, magical like Raven in the room, you be gracing. My sweet biohazard, every day be my valentine, I'm guilty for your love, I see your flames. So I had to rhyme for girl gamers. Your world changes, they try to play you low, I feel your pain and your anger, girl. I wanna hold you soft and lay you down and lotus crawl forever by your side, and never will our souls depart.
Stone Cold Magic, yeah. Girl, you're a match for me, match for me, match for me. One final fantasy, fantasy. No one does it better, baby. Yeah. No one does it. No one does it. No one does it, no one does it better, baby. Yeah.
That was Magic by Game Breaks, my special guest for tonight. And if I'm not mistaken, you said, what did you say? This is where Swat's got his sang on?
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
Yeah. So I heard tell, well, from you, that we might be seeing Volume 3, Game Breakers Volume 3 coming up soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, let me tell you. So, you know, Volume 1 and Volume 2 were amazing milestones in and of itself. We kind of both agreed that we're going to let Volume 3 kind of materialize organically. Nothing forced. And I tell you, the songs that have been coming out like Magic, it's going to be on Volume 3. It's been some stellar stuff, man. Some of the best music that we've ever wrote. And, you know, and I manage and market, do marketing for artists some seasons. So I say this, don't be in a rush, you know, don't force your artistry. Sometimes you just have to live life and, you know, don't go for, you know, content wise in your songs, don't go for what you think your fans want to hear from you, like really like learn and grow as a human. And, you know, that's what we set out to do for Volume 3. And it is just amazing. We're definitely going to drop it this year. But I feel like by the time it is released, you know, me and Swats, we would have grown individually and corporately as a group. And I am just loving the journey for this new album.
Oh yeah. It has been a really, really fun and unique ride this time around. I mean, it is probably the most honest version of where we are at musically that you could get currently. Like, it is a snapshot of where we're at, because the things, the songs, they've just been coming and just creating themselves. And it's weird, but it's like amazing to see that happen, because, you know, Volume 2, love Volume 2, always will have a special part, place in my heart, but it was very, very organized and regimented. And it was like, we're going to do this and A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and done. You know, Volume 3 has been like pouring a glass of water. You know, you got the glass of water, you're pouring water in slowly. It's coming through. It starts to fill and it goes into the next glass of water, but you're not spilling a drop. It is just a very liquid, fluid, awesome experience right now. Both fantastic experiences. I'm not sliding either, but it's just cool to see an album materialize the way it has been, man. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty, I don't know, average, right?
Right. I think we won't let you down on that.
Definitely C+, man.
Oh, come on now. B minus, right?
Yeah, nice.
B minus. Nice. So that's something that I actually, it just makes me think about, like, most nerdcore artists, they, it just comes organically just because it's the subject matter is just something that they care about. It's not forced at all. It grows. And something that you can also notice is that since it's something that they really care about, every album is like a time capsule. It's like you can see their interests and their feelings grow throughout time, like throughout every release. So it's really cool, like seeing like Gamebreakers Volume 1, 2, now 3 is going to come out sometime in the next year. So I'm really excited to hear about that. But that's all I got. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, man. Yeah, just we're setting out as Volume 3 is materializing. You know, look out for definitely Magic, the music video. I'm going to work on that this season. And, you know, Swats did such an amazing job, man. You know, we want to just present, you know, definitely go to our YouTube channel, Everything Game Breaks, GameBreax. And, you know, we just want to put out consistent content, definitely. You know, every month we're going to try to put out new content, you know, freestyles, you know,
I love.
Yeah, man. You can actually go. I did a little freestyle with my son on my,
last year. I remember that. That was like about Dragon Ball Z or something.
Yeah, man. I want to do another one called DBZ, Dragon Ball Z Fighters just came out, man. I want to, kind of hit that whole roster up in a freestyle, man. But yeah, man, we're going to just keep coming at you with new content. And as we're, you know, progressing through our musical journey and career, and it's going to be fun, man. Just ride with us. You know, I think we're thankful for all the fans out there and press start to continue, man. We absolutely love the show, man. Like, we really are appreciative of you. We really are. And I am trying to create a mushy moment, man. So hopefully you'll cry for
so mushy. Mush is real, dude.
Want some tears?
I need a towel.
That's right.
Awesome. But, you know, yeah, thanks to everybody, man. Thanks for rocking with us. We love all you guys. It's always fun to hang out, chill, rock music. I love hearing from the fans, too. You know, so there have been a couple people who have been like, man, I'm about to go to the gym. I'm about to pop in this Game Breaks, or I'm about to go to work at 4 a.m. and I'm about to pop in this Game Breaks and this is going to get me through. You know, that's the kind of stuff that makes us want to keep working and working harder. And I love it. I appreciate it so much. But yeah, be on the lookout. A lot of good stuff to come. As far as me on Twitter, you can find me on Swats_GBX. Facebook's a good spot too. These songs that you just heard, they are available on most of the major digital outlets. You can get it on iTunes, you can find them on Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, Bandcamp, definitely. Love Bandcamp. Shout out Bandcamp. Thank you guys for having an awesome music platform for us. Sparks, you got any social medias you want to throw out there?
Yeah, just Game Breaks, man. You know, if you can find me, you know, I will mail you a single lucky charm.
just one.
One marshmallow. One. Actually, every fifth person gets a marshmallow. Everybody else is getting the other part is made of cornflakes. Or
I'm gonna hold them too. I'm gonna keep them honest, people. I'm gonna hold them.
Buy like 40 boxes of cereal. Like, yo, man, your
lucky charm.
400 people just found me on my Twitter, bro. I gotta send out these individual lucky charms.
And you know, just to help that, you know, if you go to starttocontinue.com. And click on the top, just like artists, then Game Breakers is up there.
Hey.
Huh.
Made it.
How about that, huh?
Hey, how about that?
Or you can also go to gamebreaks.bandcamp.com, I think, and your Twitters are there too. So let's make them spend some money. How about that?
You guys spend some money, and guys, it is gamebreakers.bandcamp.com. Oh, sorry. It is part of that Game Breakers volume series. We got volume 1, volume 2 on there. A lot of these singles that have come out, volume 3 is on the way, but definitely grab that first single, Magic, from volume 3 upcoming.
So all these links and all this information, if you go to starttocontinue.com, like I said, just go to the top, click artists, and you'll be able to see their Facebook and their and the Bandcamp and the Twitter and all of that stuff. And you can also look on the show notes for this particular show. It'll have all the links there. And like I always do, just post all the links to all the artists. So, you know, you can buy their stuff. But I got one more question before we go. You were talking about Dragon Ball FighterZ. So what do you think about the EVO lineup this year?
I know.
You know, right quick, you know, like, what do you think, you know, there's a game that got left off, the game that got put in, you know, I'm just, what's your feelings?
Yeah, I want to hear some twats on this.
I'm a little hurt. I mean, it's not having Marvel in the lineup is, that's a statement. That's gotta be a statement. I'm like, hold up. So, I mean, I know there are various different thoughts on Infinite or whatnot. I had some specific thoughts initially. I find myself diving into the game, and then now I love it. I'm just like, it flows so well. The combos, you can bounce and throw. Oh, I like it a lot. Also, I'm a KOF head. I am a KOF head. Where is my KOF 14? Where is my Rock Howard? I don't know, Evo. You hurting me, man.
I will say this. It's called the FGC, the Fighting Game Community. And you know, the beautiful thing about it is if a game or a few of our favorite games get left off, you know, on a particular year, as a community, we can will these games back into
like
the starting
spirit line. Bomb.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so if everybody put their hands up in the air, form yes. that Yankee Dama, whatever, that spirit bomb, bro. Yankee Dama. But yo, it's you know, that's all I'm
making
a new that's all I'll say about it. Is. Yeah. Right. Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We'll see it again.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll see it again.
It's not like it's going away. Right. It's going to be at like different cons and different contests and everything like that.
It's not going away.
Never going away. But you know, yeah. it's good to give the new kids a chance to have their shine. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, no lie. I'm still going to be multi-streaming the heck out of it. It's still going to be playing on any device that I have in my house. So. I mean that's just the way it is. Evo is a staple every year. You know that's a special time of year. It's like Christmas. It's like Thanksgiving. It's like you know that is just a very special moment. So regardless, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be watching. And as long as they got Smash, I'm good.
So are you guys doing a track for this year?
We don't know yet. Oh. We'll let them.
We'll see. Prince Bobble.
Trying to talk like a mad scientist. Now we'll see.
Got the Mr. Burns finger going like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thanks to Omega Sparks and Swats of Game Breaks. Like I said, I got one more song, but like I said, you can go to starttocontinue.com and you'll have the links to their Twitter and the Bandcamp and whatever else they have now or in the future. Follow them, and, you know, get those numbers up. Let's get Sparks to spend a ton of money on cereal.
Yes.
Just make him spend all that money on stamps and all that junk.
Man, we need to edit that out of the show, bro. You think? Man.
Oh, you think it's going to be edited out? And the uncut video, the uncut interview will be on starttocontinue.com.
Yeah.
So, the last song that I have is, I think, the first one that you sent me when we started talking, Running Game, featuring Mega Ran.
Swagadocious.
Swagadocious. Indeed. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been a great time, Swats and Omega Sparks.
Heck, man. Thanks for having us.
All right, so this is Running Game featuring Mega Ran. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Running Game, why don't you run for me? Got the right move, should I run for me? If you're watching, I believe in action. Anything can happen, so come get this.
What up, baby girl? My name's Mario. Running for your love, I'm claiming I got the cardio. Tearing blocks up, I got a star, baby. Watch me glow, and I'm your hero. So let's get the party on. Yeah, I throw fire, seek a mushroom, I grab at the crow higher. Maybe nothing can move me, can brew me, can even fool me. I'm harder than diamonds and rubies, when my suit is the Luke. I'm going in for it, never miss like a blue shell. Cunning as a cat, like I struck on a new bell. I want your digits like a code from a programmer. Relay your rescue, I'm mean when I throw hammers. Smoothing heat with more sparks than a jubilee. Making Coopers leave when I'm spinning kicks off a super leaf. I hope you agree, cause I'm 2 degrees higher than any fly guy, baby, just use me.
Why don't you run to me? Got the right move, should I run for me? Watching, I believe in action. Anything can happen, so come get this.
How you doing, baby girl? They call me Mega Man. But out of 20 years, they call me your veteran. A lot of cats throw shots, but they never land. But you got me doing things that the others never can. You bubble man, and got a brother in trouble, man. If I'm your man, no reason to seek another plan. Just get, I'm yours, and you can trust that. Girls upset, got me hot, I'm a rush jet. Last women, I had women, the fast women. Fly women, dry women, splash women. But I ain't here to talk about my past women or my fast living. Trying to slow down, maybe have children. You had the rest, now it's time to level up. I'm all about the bass, but I'm down to turn the treble up. Your old dude's a clown, man. And the metal loses some better to you, and I'm a better shooter.
Running game, why don't you run to me? Got the right move, should I run for me? If you're watching, I believe in action. Anything can happen, so come get
time's the charm, I need to speak up. We used to run with Zelda, but thinking that we could link up. I put in work, but it's effortless when it's my core. Swag comes naturally, never needed the drive force. Yeah, all they doing is walk, whistling. Don't listen, I got a career, it's the more. Listen, it's a party till breaking dawn. No Twilight Princess messing with a legend. I hope it's you, I might interest. Sticking with me, believe they gon' be sick of us. You pick the sky, it's awesome, we lookin' flyer than Icarus. So chic, giant wallets deep in you like that. Choosing lame peeps, I boomerang, you'll be right back. Looking for love is harder to manage, to my advantage, at least the art. For the challenge, got my bag of tricks loaded with any item you wish. Look, I got that bomb, baby. Watch as I grapple this hook.
Game, why don't ya?